Now, the Rocky Mountain Region Emmy Award-winning series for Best Sports Feature, Zoom, presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. On this day, most Cardinal players were on vacation, relaxing. After all, it was their first day off during their bye weekend. But Cardinals linebacker Paris Lennon was here at Performance Enhancement Professionals in Scottsdale. Athletes from all over the world train at PEP to become the best in their field. Lennon started an off-season workout program here in March, but now can't seem to stay away. Even with a grueling NFL schedule that allows only one day off each week, he still finds time to squeeze in two weekly visits.
I've always done a little bit more than what was required of me. You know, I get my lifts, my workout in, everything that I do with the team, and then, you know, I do this on top of that.
To find out what possesses a man to spend every day devoted to his craft, you have to look at his past. The beginning of Lennon's career was eye-opening for the now 11-year veteran. It began with one simple word: no. After going undrafted, he spent the next 2 years on practice squads and playing in the XFL and NFL Europe. He even sorted mail for the U.S. Postal Service while still holding on to his dream.
I'd say that was the most difficult thing, being told no, being told we don't want you. Somebody's telling me, like, get out of here. That's a hard thing to handle. I was on the brink of just saying, you know what, I'm done.
But Paris didn't quit. In 2002, the Packers gave him his first break in a career that eventually took Lennon through Detroit and St. Louis before landing with the Cardinals. He excelled at the linebacker position. He has surpassed 100 tackles in four separate seasons and is on pace to do it again this year. In Arizona, Lennon has also set career highs in interceptions and sacks. He's come a long way, from mailroom clerk to team captain on defense. It's an honor well-deserved, and one he literally wears with pride, signified by the C on his chest.
You know, I take great pride in that, too. The fact that I didn't get any gifts, any handouts. I earned every bit of everything that I had. When you go out there and you truly earn something, you appreciate it a whole lot more. And you're going to do everything in your power to maintain that.
There go that pet!
With his 35th birthday just around the corner, Lennon's biological clock seems to be ticking backwards. The ageless wonder is in the best shape of his life and has found new ways to maintain his intense style of play.
I saw changes physically that I never seen before. I changed the entire look of my body. I was in good shape before, got even better. You learn as you go. You learn how to, you know, train better, prepare better. If you still had a desire and ability to play the game, like, you can play.
Hey, close right, stay right.
Whoa! My mentality going into a football game, I view it as a fight. I'm going to swing. I'm going to continue to swing. You might swing at me, but that's okay. I'm going to come right back. It's not going in quickly. You're going to have to go four quarters, and it's a fight.
It's that fighter's mentality that gave Lennon a puncher's chance at beating the odds early in his career, one that earned him a spot in the main event on Sundays.
And I'm going to punch these in the mouth. Let's turn it into a fight. Fight on three. One, two, three.
As Lennon continues to train, the word no still echoes in his head. To prove doubters wrong is a mindset he was born with. It provides the perfect motivational chip on his shoulder that he believes will ultimately sum up his career with another word: respect.
Ever since I was a kid, I always had the desire to prove you wrong. I dare somebody to tell me what I couldn't do. My thing was always respect. Respect for my peers, coaches, respect for my opponent.
That is a big-time play by Paris Lennon.